like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And it's time. We're talking about Godzilla,
yes,
the King of Monsters. So this is about the 130th version of Godzilla. Wayne, what does this do? What does this add?
Well, in some ways, it brought me back to my misspent youth in front of the television set, watching the black and white 1950s and 60s versions of Godzilla. So many remakes.
Yeah,
we had the one 20 years ago with Matthew Broderick 4 or 5 years
That's
ago.
Right.
But no, this is a sequel.
When Godzilla wrecked San Francisco.
He just tore through it like a toddler through Tinker Toys. This time, there are a number, maybe too many, of all these monsters. In some ways, it was trying to catch all the different cameos of some TV stars and pretty good movie actors and actresses, you know, from TV. The main couple, Kyle Chandler, that people from TV would remember of a number of shows.
Wasn't he some kind of a coach on TV?
Yes, yeah, Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
And one of our favorite females, Vera Farmiga, and the main protagonist of the movie, teenage Millie Bobby Brown, who plays their daughter.
Yeah, yeah, and they becomes the hero of this story.
Yes.
These actors and actresses you're talking about get very little time. Ken Watanabe.
Or The Shape of Water, Academy Award-nominated actress Sally Hawkins.
Oh.
Great character actor. Bradley Whitford.
Not enough for me of Charles Dance.
As the Eurotrash heavy that he does so
right,
well.
Right, right. I mean, we've got thousands of people out there waiting to hear whether they should take part of their summer out to go see Godzilla, the King of the Mountain.
For a mindless couple of hours in a theater, you could do worse. You could be entertained, even though that I found some of it confusing.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
You know, the mythology about what they call them, the Titans?
Yes, they call
them. That are kind of hidden down there.
You something know, analogous to dinosaurs.
Yes.
But even the three-headed one comes from somewhere, is an alien, right?
Yeah, that's what you think, but hell, you don't know. I mean, yeah, the three-headed, he was the bad boy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could call the bad triplet. You know, that, little three heads, a couple of old standbys like Mothra.
Yeah. If you're going to save this movie at all, the kind of spin where you have Godzilla actually working with the scientists.
It's kind of a heroic role for Godzilla, which in some ways it was a little true to form of some of the old movies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they making him sympathetic?
Sympathetic, but also more of a hero as he would take on and kick the butt of either alien monsters that would come in or, you know, ones like, I think, Rodan. The one thing that kept my interest, when they were talking about some of these titan animals, a couple times they mentioned Kong.
Oh.
And near the end, when they were showing a cave drawing. Looked like Kong, probably setting up a sequel.
There's a rumor going around that a bunch of the usual suspects, including you and me, went to New York to see Kong.
They would probably make Kong to be in that Kong Skull Island, kind of like protected his little human friend. Let's be realistic. Godzilla would make fried chicken tenders from Kong with just his breath alone.
I know.
So it would be a mismatch.
You're right. Maybe it's going to be interesting to see, just to see how they pull that off.
Yeah.
But right now, we're stuck in the summer of 2019
with
Godzilla, the King of Monsters.
Yeah.
So everybody is waiting for my buddy, who's somewhat of an expert on this stuff, to apply a grade.
Special effects notwithstanding, I did find some of the cinematography very kind of murky, and I'm thinking, oh, was it my martini?
It was very dark.
My martini.
Please, you are right on target.
My eyes kind of hard make out what was kind of going on, especially with all these monsters, and my God, everything blowing
up. It was so dull, it was so dark that any director could make that movie. You could make 100 mistakes in one frame and nobody would know.
I'd say for the true-to-type movie that it was going to be, and a kind of an updated version of some of the old Saturday afternoon black and white Godzilla classics, because I'm going to give it a C.
I am going to be nice.
Uh-oh.
For this monster mash, I'm going to give it a C minus.
If you're going to one-up me with a grade, I'm thinking, oh my God, did Mothra kind of like influence you on that one? It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.